From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Talks on Iran's nuclear program ended in Kazakhstan today with no breakthrough and no date for further talks. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, despite the lack of concrete progress, officials say there's still reason to continue the diplomatic effort.
The assessment of a senior U.S. official was that there may not have been a breakthrough, but there was also no breakdown. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said the two sides remained far apart on the key nuclear issues, although she adds that the nature of the discussion was qualitatively different this time.
For the first time that I've seen, a real back and forward between us. However, what matters in the end is substance, and that we are still a considerable way apart.
Iranian negotiator Saeed Jalili says the talks were extensive, and now the international side needs to respond to a plan Iran put on the table here. Jalili and Ashton will speak soon to decide if and when another meeting may be held. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.
U.S. officials say six Americans were killed in two attacks in Afghanistan today. A suicide bomber struck in the southern part of the country as a convoy drove by. Three U.S. service members, two U.S. civilians, and an Afghan doctor were killed. The sixth American died in an insurgent attack in eastern Afghanistan. The violence came the same day that General Martin Dempsey arrived in Afghanistan. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is assessing how much training U.S. soldiers should provide to Afghan troops after foreign forces withdraw from Afghanistan by the end of next year. Security officials in Egypt say at least five people were killed when fighting erupted between Christians and Muslims in a town outside Cairo. They say the violence began last night when children drew on the wall of an Islamic religious institute. Adults from both sides began to argue, which escalated into gunfire. Boeing has completed a test flight of its 787 Dreamliner jet. The plane regulators grounded in January after batteries overheated on two planes. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, yesterday's flight is part of a regimen of tests aimed at certifying a reworked battery system.
The test flight lasted nearly 2 hours. Boeing officials say it was uneventful and designed to demonstrate that the new battery system the company's devised performs as it should. Regulators grounded all 50 of the Dreamliners in service because of problems with batteries on two planes, including a fire on the ground in Boston. It's still unknown what caused the overheating, and the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Boeing says it's come up with a fix, which includes more heat insulation for its lithium-ion batteries, along with other measures. Data from the flight test will go to the Federal Aviation Administration, which will determine whether to approve the plane for flight. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Obama is to release his proposed budget next week. He provided a preview this morning in his weekly address, saying it's not ideal, but it will reduce deficits while spending more on public works projects, early education, and job training. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback delivered the Republican address. He suggested people look to the states for ideas on how to fix the economy.
Republican governors have been told you can't cut taxes, balance your budgets, and invest in the future all at the same time. And we've said, watch us.
Brownback says the Republican message is a belief in the power of people rather than the control of government. College basketball takes center stage this weekend in Atlanta. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the Final Four is drawing tens of thousands of people downtown for what promises to be a couple of spectacular games.
The Louisville Cardinals face the Wichita State Shockers. The Shockers' last trip to the Final Four was in 1965. They are the Cinderella team, but the Cardinals are the number one seed in the tournament. Louisville also has the emotional advantage, with Kevin Ware cheering from the sidelines after an excruciating leg injury that's been replayed all week. In the second game, the Michigan Wolverines face the Syracuse Orange. It's been two decades since Michigan has been to a Final Four matchup. Both teams are hot right now. The two winners will play in the championship game on Monday at the Georgia Dome. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The women's Final Four gets underway next weekend in New Orleans. Notre Dame plays Connecticut and California takes on Louisville. The championship will be held April 9th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.